I know, but I just can't say it.
Do you know Mr. Hall? The call? Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Upper part.
Mm-hmm.
The bust, the chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
A boat.
Okay. Now would you call it, would you make a distinction between one that had a pointed front and one that had a squared front?
Yes, but I don't know if I can think of the names. The one with the point is a swift.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow? If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what?
Necklace.
Well, now, if you didn't use the word necklace, you might say it's a pretty something.
String of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Whipped.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
hinds, calf, or the back part's calf of the leg.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever used the expression haunches or hunkers or
yeah,
anything
hunker like that? Down.
Hunker down?
Hunker. It's haunches, but that's the word. If you get down like that, it's hunker.
Okay.
I don't know how you spell it, how do you?
Well, it's spelled H-U-N-K-E-R down here. Let's see, what are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
tightwad.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You might say, he really looks
odd.
Okay. Would you ever use dutchy, slouchy, or tacky?
Slouchy.
And would you use the same word if it were a woman instead of a man?
I guess so. Sometimes you say tacky.
All right. Well, now, could tacky be used to describe a man or just a woman?
Well, I haven't heard it referring to a man.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really
dressed up.
And if you're talking about a man, you'd say, and he's really?
Same, I guess.
Same. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, she's really?
Spry.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is?
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Do you have woodchucks around here?
Yes.
Well, would you describe a woodchuck?
Well, they're similar to a groundhog. I believe it really is. A woodchuck is a groundhog, isn't it? They're similar. About the same. Huh? Yeah?
What would you say, Mr. Hall?
Woodchuck would be about the same as the red-headed
woodpecker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's interesting because to some people a woodchuck is something, an animal that lives on the ground, and to other people it's a
bird. Well, that's what I think of a woodchuck as being a, they show the pictures and